Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Phones are loaded up. If you're on hold, we will get to you. Patience. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on this site are for free, so enjoy those on us. But again, freetalklive.com. Let's roll right into the phone calls. Start with Mark in Massachusetts. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Oh, first off, I want to say, you know, I love your guys' show, and there's a definite donation coming from
EBV, baby. EBV. Mm-hmm. What do you got?
Well, I want to start off by saying, you know, Ed from Kentucky or whatever, he's just, like, completely ignorant, and everything he said was just completely, like, horrible. And,
unfortunately, you've got a brand new hour, so whole new people are listening. They don't even know what you're talking about. So what else did you have for us?
All right, well, I was cruising around on the Internet today, and, you know, I was really bored, so I Googled plans for world domination. And I came across this person, Mark Benham, and he had this really interesting philosophy on, like, how to take over the world and completely reform it to, like, what his ideas were.
All right, what's the executive summary?
All right, so he starts off by, like, getting, like, a cult in, like, the United States and then moves to Africa and takes over some, like, third world villages, like, just takes over all of Africa slowly, like, from village to village, to city to city.
With a cult?
And, yeah, well, like, gathering people from the villages, like, he'll turn them into, like, his army, like, slowly take it over. It's like, just, like, brainwashing them and then turning them into, like, his little people's army.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then what?
And then he crosses the little strait there in between Spain and Africa.
Okay.
Takes over Spain, Portugal, France, Eastern Europe, and then moves through Russia, the Middle East, slowly, like, just pushing forward into China. You know, he said it would be a cinch to take over Europe and Russia. And
sure, no problem. Asia. Walk in the park.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've never even heard this guy's name that's going to take over the world. But go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, then he went over into Japan and... Like, he said that was going to be, like, one of the easiest things ever. He would just surround them from the oceans, you know, pinch in slowly on them. And then he said he would go down to Australia, take over them. What are they going to... He said, this is an exact quote, what are they going to do? Throw kangaroos at me?
That's cute.
Like, it's,
yeah,
like,
I'm
it's
sure the Australians will go for that.
Yeah, and then he said he would go down to Antarctica, take over, like, the three or four people that are actually down there.
Right, right,
and
the scientists.
He'd move over up into South America, you know.
Create a penguin army.
Yeah, steal all their cocaine and heroin and all that great stuff.
It sounds like good fiction.
The United States,
yeah, this is a wonderful story. Where does it all end?
Well, he said that, like, he would take over the world, and then he said he was going to, like, uniform it to his specific, like, wants and needs of, like, racial and pretty much, like, his horrible, like, communist ways. He said that he would, like, erase, like, kind of get rid of all the people that, like, were below his standards. He'd have, like, an education test.
Yeah.
And he'd, like, wipe out the people that were, like, below his educational standards. And
I'd like to say thank goodness for the Internet, where where wannabe megalomaniacal nutcases can just really have their way with the world, all in their own fantasy land.
It's just a place where everyone can express their own ridiculous, ludicrous ideas, no matter how, like, outrageously horrific they actually are.
Now, if anybody wants to read this bit of fiction that you've talked about, where would they find it?
Well, like, you just Google, like, I think I Googled world domination, and it's maybe like the fifth or sixth link. It'll have like Mark Benham's fantastic philosophy or something like that.
Cool. Thanks for the recommendation.
All right, hit me with the EBV.
All right, EBV, brother, EBV.
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. As we continue with the phone calls, Paula in Florida is on the line. Hello, Paula. Tim. All right, Paula, hello.
Hi, good evening, hon. There's something that I want to say to the people that I think that they need to do, and I've already called the Republican Party, and I told them this to their face, that I said, if any more of our representatives come into our house in Washington and do one more thing that's unconstitutional, they're gone. I said, that's the law.
Well, there's no mechanism, unfortunately, Paula, for anyone in government who's doing unconstitutional things to actually receive any sort of punishment. They kind of left that out of the whole Constitution.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, the thing is, we're going to have to take our Constitution back, and they're going to have to start going by the Constitution, or they're not going to have a job.
Sounds nice, Paula, in theory,
well,
but...
I think that people need to call these representatives at their office and tell them.
Well, what are they going to do, bring themselves up on charges? Because everybody except for Ron Paul is unconstitutional.
When they don't... See, they take a vow to protect our Constitution when they go into office. When they go against this, they're breaking the law, and they have to leave office.
No, they're only breaking their vows.
Well, same thing.
The Constitution is the highest law in the land.
They swear to uphold and protect the Constitution. and they're not doing it. And they should be told by the people, they don't want them up there anymore. They want them gone.
Well, I agree with you, Paula. They should be out of there. They should be punished. There should be some sort of system for that. But there's not. Thanks for the call.
Yes,
we appreciate it. No, there's not, Paula.
Why not?
They don't care. It's just not there. There is no system. Otherwise, people would be being brought up on charges. They would be getting booted out of office.
When they go against the vow that they made on the Bible, they have to leave office.
What happens if they cross their fingers, though? What if they were crossing their fingers as they swore? Then does that invalidate everything?
This is serious, okay?
Well, they don't think so, Paula.
I'm
with you, okay? I feel for you. I empathize with you, and I agree completely. I would love to see the 534 drunken sailors in Congress being kicked out of office tomorrow. But you and I both know, no matter how many phone calls we make, it ain't going
to
happen. Thanks for the call.
I'm already told them to their face.
You do that. Keep doing it. Let me know when things change in D.C., Paula. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Her heart's in the right place.
Yep. She wants stuff.
I agree completely, but look, these people are—they're dug in. There's no system. The executive branch has no interest in bringing Congress up on charges because Congress doesn't have any interest in bringing the executive branch up on charges. The judicial branch, they're just sitting back enjoying their little Supreme Court and setting all kinds of unconstitutional things as constitutional. And it's just a madhouse up there. You expect all of a sudden because you pick up the phone and say, Representative so-and-so, I demand that you impeach this person, or I demand that you kick this person out of office, that they're all of a sudden going to get it through their head that they've been doing wrong all these years.
My God. They caught us.
Boo-ho! I've come to my senses.
The graft and corruption is... They might as well rename Washington, D.C. graft and
graft. What have I been thinking all these years? I'm getting back to principle. I'm getting back to Please. Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to John, listening on WFTL in Florida. Hello, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's on your mind?
Not a lot. I just wanted to say something. I don't think a lot of people realize that production is the only thing that can pay for wages and also lower costs. So when you have extra taxes and regulations that inhibit growth and production, you're stifling that, and you're actually going to decrease the amount of money in people's wages and costs. And
right, absolutely. You're destroying wealth that could be shared with other people.
And
exactly.
Eventually, as the regulations continue to mount, eventually those business owners are just going to throw in the towel and say, screw it, we'll take it to another country.
I'm moving to Costa Rica and hanging out.
Costa Rica's nice.
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't want to try to earn a living there or anything like that, but I can see a business owner saying, I've got enough money, I never have to work again if I go to a foreign country.
Costa Rica is one of the more free places in Central America.
That's true.
Well, just look at the Bush tax cuts. Well, after we cut all those taxes, we actually gained more money in taxes.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Tax cuts? I keep hearing people talk about this. What are you talking about, man? The size of government has kept growing and growing, and my taxes didn't go down.
You're right. They definitely need to calm down on the government and decrease the government as much as possible.
Yeah.
You got to have the smallest amount of government as possible, but you also got to decrease taxes and regulations. And they actually did that. They decreased the marginal tax rates by a lot.
What does that mean? What is a marginal tax rate?
It's actually like the amount of money that the average person has to spend on taxes. They decreased that by a lot. So and they actually brought in more money. I mean,
because people made more money.
Yeah, exactly. So there's more growth and there's more production. So that means there's more opportunities and the costs go down. So that means people are buying more stuff.
But, of course, they're at the same time increasing spending. So if they really did reduce taxes, and I don't know if I believe it, I think they're just shuffling their cards around a little bit.
Well, they did. But, I mean...
I believe
they
know
did. They did, but there's still a long way to go. They could still reduce taxes a whole lot.
Right, but the Republicans have been in office for over a decade, and the tax burden continues to go up, and the burden of government continues to go up. So none of these people, Republicans or Democrats, are going to be reducing taxes anytime soon in any real sense.
Well, the taxes are going down. The only main thing that we're actually spending a lot more money on is the war. I mean,
and Homeland Security. And Homeland Security.
We got to spend a lot more money on that.
Well, if they're spending the money, it has to come from somewhere. Maybe they're going to lower taxes and start inflating the money supply, in which case that's a secret tax and it's a hidden tax. And so if they keep inflating the currency, we're all going to get screwed royally to sunset anyway. But thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. October 19, 2007, gold 768.52 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $791.92, $390.20 for half, $195.10 for quarter. That's $791.92, $390.20, and $195.10. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, live Saturday edition. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. We've got updates. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com. Helps you
create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live. Save 10% at LegalZoom.com. As we continue with the phone calls, let's go, I believe, to Gary in Michigan. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Great. Gary, what's on your mind?
I'm sorry to keep riding the dead horse here, but it's the immigrant issue.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. We have a stance that people find shocking, and probably 80% of Americans disagree with
us. This is not a dead horse. I mean, this is probably the number one issue in America right now besides the war in Iraq. But go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, you know, my point of view is this. To me, they're exploiting two groups of people once again. Number one, the Mexican nationals that come here illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Because George Bush and his cronies are wanting to reinstitute slavery.
Yep. Essentially, they are. If you if you're an illegal immigrant and you're working for a company and you say, well, you know, I'd like to have a 25 cent an hour raise, or I'm going to go across the street and work for the other company. Oh, no, you're not. I'll call ICE on you or whatever. You know, essentially, they're indentured servants of those companies that they work for.
Right. Plus, also, there's the other group of people known as the American citizens that's lived here and worked here for eons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it this way. It seems to me, before these people begin to come in here across the border illegally by the millions, I begin to see different signs put up here and there in Hispanic. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I kept looking around, you know, different places. Where are all these Hispanic-speaking people? Well, in a few years, they begin to come in the millions. This stuff has been planned. It's just another step in the caste to destabilize the American way of life.
Now, who is planning this, in your opinion?
The military-industrial complex, probably owned and operated by an elitist society.
So you're saying that they planned on having a whole bunch of Hispanics come in here, but Hispanics have been coming here for decades. So when I guess
well,
I'm
not by the millions, though. Plus, look at it this way: we've got two border guards who are Hispanics who are now in a federal prison for doing their job.
Well, they shot some
Mexican national bringing drugs into this country, and they shot the man in the process of doing their job, and they went to prison.
Yeah, I think that there's some problems with that case. I would totally agree. What I don't really understand is how the elitists are benefiting. You know who they are. I'm a little confused by your whole elitist thing.
By elitist, let's take one example: Sam Walmart. He starts up a chain called Walmart Stores, and they run the mom and pop stores out of business. Well, it's nice to have the low prices, but what about our communities?
That sounds like a myth. Let's be fair here. That's a myth, because if anybody was put out of business when Walmart started gaining popularity, it was simply because they couldn't compete on the basis of price or service or whatever their reasons were. The fact is, there's a Walmart where I live, and there are plenty of mom-and-pop stores around selling a variety of different items. So I don't really
know. They might have specialized, but you're right. There's probably no mom-and-pop department stores out there, very few of them. And if they do, they offer great service or some other service that Walmart isn't so good at.
Well, I live here in Michigan, and sadly, I've seen our economy just
your economy is tanking,
and it's in real bad shape here. And to have like Walmart decimate the community, and have like the illegal aliens take more and more jobs. Like my brother-in-law, he's in construction, and he lost his house because his employer had to tell him, "Look, I can't compete with these illegal aliens and how they undercut the prices for the jobs." You know, the myth that says they're doing jobs that Americans won't do isn't true. I've got another buddy, he does expediting, and George Bush just signed an agreement with Mexico to let 100 trucking companies in here, and now they're running the roads. They don't have to comply with the same laws. It's the same issue.
Right. You know, the Teamsters haven't managed to sweep up the Mexican drivers, and you're right. So they're offering their services at a cheaper rate. Now, my question here is let's think about blacksmiths for a little while. It used to be that there was a blacksmith around every corner, several in each community. For every 100 people, there was probably a blacksmith. But they shoed horses, and of course farriers did the shoeing. Blacksmiths made the shoes. They shoeed horses. When the automobile came around, these guys had to change their occupations or starve. Do you think that we should have sued the automobile manufacturers for coming in and offering a product that people wanted at a, you know, a price that they were willing to pay?
No, absolutely not. See, that's technology, and technology will advance.
Well, technology, essentially, illegal aliens are technology, too. We live in a much more mobile society than we did 100 years ago. And so, you know, now labor can be transported much longer distances, much more cheaply. In the same way that you're now able to get oranges from Florida, everybody eats them. They used to be something that you packaged up and sent to your relatives up north because it was such a treat. Now, everybody's got oranges in the grocery store. They don't cost that much.
Right.
Because transportation's cheaper.
Now, here, let's build a little quick possible fantasy scenario here, and I'd like to hear what you feel, how you feel about this. Okay. Let's say we don't have any illegal people anymore. Let's just say that the welfare system is abolished, the borders are open, so anybody can come here and make a better life for themselves. You know, the way America is supposed to be. So let's say we have that situation, and let's also say let's abolish the minimum wage,
public school too.
Yeah, let's abolish all government-run education systems and everything. So there's no more welfare. There's no more minimum wage. So therefore, anybody, whether they be someone from another country or someone from down the street, anybody can come in and offer to do the job that your brother was doing, the construction job, for less. Should they be prevented by some sort of law from coming in and being competitive?
I think they should.
Why? Why are you a protectionist?
As far as certain things, yes, I am.
So you believe someone should be, you believe that once someone is given a job, that they deserve that job for the rest of their lives?
No, I don't. I believe that they should continue to earn the privilege. However, I think they should be first in line at the dinner table also.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It means that since they were here first, you know, it's just like, it goes back to being loyal to your employees.
Oh, dude, I totally understand. I'm very loyal to people that are loyal to me. But on the other hand, I also understand that competition is a very motivating force. And if I'm in the business of construction, and all of a sudden somebody comes in and starts constructing houses for less than I'm able to construct them at, and, you know, they're doing it with whoever. Let's say they're all natives just willing to work for less. I'm going to have to come to my guys and say, look, guys, you know, I might have to, you know, I'm going to have to cut some costs somewhere. And unfortunately, you're either going to have to take less and continue working for me, or I'm going to have to replace you with somebody else. You know, the competition could force my hand into that position despite my loyalty, because I can have all the loyalty I want to. If I'm loyal to my employees to the point where I'm losing my business, eventually I'm not going to have any jobs left to give them.
Okay, I see that. But here's the premise that I put forth. I was in the sauna the other day talking to the fellas, and they were talking about how they all went to the foreign cars, the Hondas, this, that, and the other thing, which are now American-made, a lot of it. But back when, they weren't, okay? And they said, well, the quality was so much better. You know, the price was just as reasonable. The quality was so much better.
I'll let you finish your point. If you hang on, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231, foreign cars, American cars, immigration, whatever you want to talk about goes. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months.
months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll free number for you, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, and that is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are waiting for you. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both for free at freetalklive.com.
Do you need a computer but don't seem to have the money to or credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top-quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Unfortunately, Gary's cell phone dropped off during the break. We don't have him anymore. If he wants to call back, he's certainly welcome to. Normally, it's only one call per night, but if we lost your connection, obviously, you can call back. 800-259-9231. Still to come, hopefully we get a chance to talk about how there's more delays now at the southern border because there's new requirements. New citizenship verification requirements that they're going to be installing soon. We'll tell you about that and how it's going to ruin or to inconvenience your life if you live down south or if you cross the border for work. Let's continue, though, with the phone calls first and go to Bill in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hey, Bill.
Hey, that was a great service.
What's on your mind?
Walmart.
Yes.
This Miss Man that just talked to you just a couple minutes ago is so typical of all the Americans that have gotten fat and lazy over the years and spoiled and making their big fat paychecks, you know, $60 an hour or $30 an hour or whatever they're doing.
Right, right. He thinks he deserves that paycheck. He wanted to have laws passed to ensure that he could always have his job at a certain wage and not have some kid or immigrant come in and snatch it out from under him for less.
And most Americans can't handle competition.
Right.
And look at what's happening to our auto industry. I love it. I think the Japanese are doing wonderful. And, you know, if you can't build a car, I mean, you know, you should go out of business.
Well, the Japanese, funny thing is I just read an article recently, and I didn't read it thoroughly. Don't take my word for this as gold or anything. Go out and read it yourself. But apparently Toyota quality, initial customer satisfaction, that kind of thing, has gone down just in the last year or so. So I'm wondering if it's going to be the Koreans with Hyundai. I mean, who's going to pick up the torch next? The Japanese have enjoyed a great run in the automobile
industry.
Well,
when you're on top, it's easy to kind of rest on your laurels, and maybe that's what they were doing.
Well, see, nobody's going to dominate forever.
Nope.
It looked like the Ford Taurus was going to win, 8 years in a row or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ford built tough, and what happened to that? You know, things change.
They do change. Thank goodness they change.
And Walmart won't be dominant either. Don't be jealous of Walmart. Just enjoy the lower prices while you can, because there'll be some other company that comes and overthrows Walmart.
Right. Think about Woolworths. And like I said, I've used the example of blacksmiths and farriers. You know, all markets change. Yeah. Things change. And it's great.
Sears and Roebuck 100 years ago. I mean, they're on the ropes now. They're struggling.
They are struggling. They're essentially providing credit through Discover. That's where they're making their money. I mean, they used to own the big radio station in Chicago. WLS was named for world's largest store.
Really?
Sears Roebuck, yeah.
Wow.
And one final thought I just want to say, a lot of this, too, the philosophy of Walmart of lower prices is wonderful because it makes a stronger dollar. I don't like this inflation all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talked a lot about our, government currency not being backed by gold and being worthless every year. Well, this man that just called you before, he feels richer because now this year he makes $60,000 instead of $50,000. Wouldn't it be wonderful if actually I would like to have my pay cut 10% because my dollar bills are going to be worth more, okay? I want my rent to go down. I want my new car next year to be cheaper. I want my prices to be cheaper. I want a slight deflation, not a crash, but I want my dollar to be worth as much, maybe a little bit more next year than it is today.
Well, wouldn't that be nice?
One of the things that scares me about government-backed monetary, metal-backed currency issued by the government is the government's really bad at everything. And I think that we'd be better off is to just get the government out of money entirely.
Sure.
If you can imagine a world where the government doesn't issue currency, period, like it's not their job. In the same way it's not their job to provide, say, groceries to grocery stores, we couldn't imagine that. You know, let the socialists into power long enough, and that's how it would be, breadlines and all that kind of thing. But I think we should have the government completely out of the business of money entirely and let people come up with their own systems of currency. They absolutely will do it very quickly.
They're already out there. The Liberty Dollar exists.
Yep.
It's America's second most popular currency.
Thank you for giving me time to vent my opinion.
Bill, thanks for being on the line. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. You know, and he was absolutely dead on when he pointed out that Americans, they don't like competition. Oh, wait, now, hold on. They love competition as long as it's not in their little arena where they're working. It's great when somebody's competing to sell them something. It's great when somebody's competing, to provide them a service. But when somebody comes along and tries to compete for their job, then all of a sudden competition's a bad thing. Look, you can't have it both ways.
No.
You either have freedom and competition, or you have protectionism and restrictions. And I don't want the last two. I want freedom and competition, and I'll take fine. Please come and compete with me. It makes
me better. The marketplace is going to reward us as long as you stay in business, you work hard. The marketplace is going to reward you over and over again. And the point that I've made several times this evening that can be difficult for people to get is change is going to occur. It's
whether
going
you
to
like
happen,
it or not.
Right? And you might as well embrace it. It's like the blacksmith or the farrier going out there and saying, "Well, what about our jobs? These cars are taking our jobs."
Yeah, our customers. They're our customers. And we own you.
And
what?
Though technology has anything to do with it, I mean, technology is the reason that we have illegal aliens. They can travel in automobiles now.
Mm-hmm. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hi, fellas.
Hey, dude.
I think we have to remember, though, that every time somebody wins in the capitalist system, somebody loses, too.
Not true.
For every new job that's taken, in construction or what have you, somebody else, like the guy said, his uncle or cousin, whatever it was, lost that job.
You can choose to consider that a loss. I have lost jobs in my life, and look at where I am. I mean, I have my own business on a radio talk show. I barely work for a living, quite honestly. And did I lose?
No.
Yeah, I got fired.
Right. Things changed. Nobody lost.
It can be a good thing or a bad thing. I think there is a place for protectionism, but I think it's very small, very, very small. Like, for instance, if the U.S. was going to lose its entire car manufacturing sector, that it might be a good idea to protect it for, say, 5-10 years until the next cycle comes along and there's another demand for American-made cars.
I think that you're being rather presumptuous. Like, you're God, and you know what's going to happen in a free market. And, you know, I just don't know for sure that's the case. I mean, wouldn't it be great for Americans if the auto industry, say, went to, I don't know, pick your country, China, and suddenly they were producing good-quality automobiles for $5,000?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, some auto workers would lose their jobs, their huge union-backed jobs, but at the same time, every American could buy a car for $5,000.
That would be incredible.
Who's going to have the money to pay for that, though, if you lose your entire manufacturing industry?
But you're saying that the automobile industry is our entire manufacturing industry?
No, but it is quite large. I'm saying, like, you just don't want to lose that entire sector because in capitalism,
it's not going to happen overnight, Eric. I mean,
those people are fully capable of creating wealth for themselves by going to work in other places, by starting their own businesses. You know, there's no reason that a assembly line worker at an auto manufacturing position is just that. I mean, it's not like God created him that. That's what they ended up doing.
There are other assembly lines he can go work at, or he can learn a new skill and go and do something completely different.
I think that is the main difference between capitalism and socialism, though, is that in capitalism, there's nothing to stop your backspin, you know? It's only you and the market, and that's it. Whereas in socialism, there's usually some backstop that you'll hit, you know? You can't go any further past that.
I don't understand when you say there's nothing to stop your backspin. What do you mean?
If an industry's failing, there's not going to be any government intervention to help it. You know, there's not going to be any
goodness.
Or what happens.
When industries fail, they're failing for a reason.
Yeah,
it's because they can't satisfy the demands of their customers. For whatever their reason is, maybe they aren't willing
poorly organized.
You know, maybe they aren't willing to innovate, or they're not willing to change fast enough, or
government regulations.
Too many regulations. They're not responding to the consumer demand. They deserve to go out of business. And it's not like these things again happen overnight. These businesses can see their profits dropping off, and they either make the changes then, or they continue to see drop-off, they start laying people off, and those people better stick their fingers into the wind and say to themselves, should I stick around in this business? Should I stick around in this industry? Maybe I should move on before they give me the axe, too. Thanks for the call, Eric. 800-259-9231. And if they know how to save, like we talked about in hour number one, no problem. Lay me off. I'll get another job.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
SpyBill.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBill.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBill.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBill.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBill.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBill.com today.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. The live Saturday show, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. Izzy in here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping at our store and buy some great Free Talk Live merchandise like hats and T-shirts and hoodies and more. It's all there at store.freetalklive.com. We've got the Free Marketeer flag, Free Marketeer T-shirts. Those, you know, those don't even have our logo on them. Like, if somebody was wearing that Free Marketeer shirt, you wouldn't know it was a Free Talk Live shirt.
Nope.
We just thought it was cool, so we sold it to you. Or we're trying to, at least. Mm-hmm. Store.freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, sometimes when we take a break on the show, and we have to, you know, to pay the bills and everything.
Use the bathroom.
Yeah. Sometimes when we take a break, it gives us an opportunity to reflect on the things we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've come to an epiphany, haven't we?
Yeah. Things have changed here on Free Talk Live. I think that Eric from Michigan was absolutely right. You know, there are industries that are so important to America, to our way of life, that they have to be protected by the government.
One example, for instance, an industry that has been with us for decades, I think coming up on something like 80 years mm-hmm. now.
And that's a lifetime in the economic
right.
world.
It's a critical industry to America's infrastructure, to America's way of life, and it's currently being threatened.
It's absolutely being threatened. It's the radio industry. The radio industry is currently being threatened by these podcasters on the internet who are providing voice content. They're providing content to our listeners for free. For free. They're not even undercutting us. They're providing it for free. They're doing it without commercials. How in the world can we possibly compete against these people that, in some cases, have no commercials at all? That are just going out there and blah 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 talking, and they're not they don't have commercials. My God, how in the world are we to compete?
Right. This internet
thing. What we need the government to do, Ian, is we need the government to shut down the internet.
Yeah.
There's no way you can stop it. Look, I understand. I know what you're
going to say. The internet's valuable, though.
The internet is absolutely valuable. And so, you know, illegal aliens provide lots of good things to Americans, but they steal Americans' jobs, and these podcasters are stealing radio jobs. And, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking about the internet. Really, what do you need the computer for anyway if you can't get the internet? Because we're going to shut that baby down.
You know, the fact is the computer has that was the first step. It wasn't the internet that started killing jobs in the radio industry. It was the computer itself, because there's not an overnight person that's spinning CDs anymore anywhere in this country. It's all being run by computers.
Right. 1 minute I'm spinning the hits on the overnights. You know, I'm making a decent living, providing music content for people. And the next, the only thing I'm good for is going to the car wash and holding a sign in a clown suit. I mean, this is not...
It's degenerating. It's degrading.
Absolutely. No, I am a radio talk show host, and I deserve to be able to work in radio talk... talk show host as long as I feel like it.
These radio station owners worked very hard to get their radio licenses from the FCC,
mm-hmm.
and now their entire livelihoods are on the line because of these people on the internet doing their free radio shows for people to listen to. You're taking food out of people's mouths. Not just taking jobs, you're harming children.
While we get rid of the internet and we get rid of computers, let's go back to licensing people, licensing radio talk show hosts and disc jockeys through the NAB. I think that this would be, you know, it would be a great thing. And while we're at it, there's another new invention that has really been stealing away audience share from radio, and we need to protect this. We need to protect radio. We've shown that radio is an important industry.
You've
got to
have something in the car to turn on when you get in.
It's the television. The television has been, these cable providers,
they're cars now.
Oh my God, it's pictures flying through the air. Do you understand how nuts this is? I mean, the idea that our kids could be locked in front of this box that it shows them violence.
You know, there's studies that show that young people and people of all ages, when they're sitting in front of a TV watching, their brain waves go to like nil. But when they're listening to the radio, their imagination,
it's theater of the mind, for God's sake.
Their imagination is active. They don't know what the announcers look like. They're imagining the news stories happening. It actually helps them be more creative. It helps them imagine better, and that's good for our children's future. Look, if we want to save the children of America, television and the internet need to be abolished.
Computers, too. Get rid of the computers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. We need to protect the radio industry. It's for the future of America.
You know, airplanes don't have radios in them like cars do. I say we get rid of airplanes also.
You know, before you know it, Mark, there are going to be starving DJs all over the streets, and we need to have... Look, if we're not going to get rid of this internet, we need to have programs. We need to have some sort of backstop.
We've already lost DJs. DJs all over America have had their jobs cut.
It's true. We need to stop the hemorrhaging right now.
I know a DJ who was on the air on an oldies station, and then one day I see him checking out people at a grocery store.
How degrading.
I mean, this is somebody I know. This is my friend. I've talked to this guy. This is terrible, terrible stuff to see. Americans need to realize how important radio is to them, and we need government subsidies.
And people didn't know. I mean, the people that were going through his line checking out their groceries, they didn't know they were talking to the afternoon drive host of the oldie station.
This guy's famous. This guy's important.
It's just sad. What we need is a backstop. We need to have a federal government program, because Eric was right. There are certain businesses that do need protection.
Mm-hmm.
People need to have that security blanket. They need to have that, that net that can catch them if in the event that there's... Because it's going to be hard to get rid of computers and the internet. It's already in our lives. I mean, you know, it'd be nice to have it go away.
It's not easy to get rid of illegal aliens, but
that's
all we need to do is, you know, these retailers that have sold these... They have files. People have bought them on credit cards. And that kind of thing.
We can track them.
We can, you know, if they don't give up their computer, we'll just send a SWAT team to their home. And if they speak out too loud, shoot their dog, like the SWAT teams do. This is what America needs. If these people step out of line and they want freedom for themselves, I'm sorry. That's what we have SWAT teams for, to shoot people in the back of the head that want freedom.
You know what we really should look at here, besides having the security, the safety net for the disc jockeys that have mm-hmm. lost their jobs, because America loves their disc jockeys, and America wants to take care of their disc jockeys, and I don't see how anybody in America could be against a program like that.
Right.
Not only do we need that, but I think what we really need to do is mandate a minimum amount of radio listening every single day. I mean,
if we find somebody who's selling a computer or using the internet, a black market mm-hmm. use of these things, they need to go to jail. They need to go to jail for a good long time. And that'll teach everybody
to
never use the internet again.
When they're in jail, we need to put them on a manufacturing line to manufacture more radios for
mm-hmm.
Americans.
Americans, I think that every American deserves to be able to walk around with a Walkman, a free Walkman. They should be in bins given away for free, AM and FM. And you know what? Screw FM. I'm sorry. You know, FM, it's a latecomer. And
who needs that stereo stuff anyway,
yeah,
right? Separation, what's all that about?
You know,
we've done our show in mono from day number one. Even when we were on the FM talk station, we were putting our shows online in mono form. And you know what? It sounds almost as good.
Yeah, it's fine.
It takes up less space.
Absolutely. It travels farther. That's better.
It's true.
It provides the customer with a better service. You know, this... Well, there should be AM Walkman headphones on every corner in bins for people to pick up and listen to.
Man, that will really... I think that'll be helpful. I think that...
As far as I'm concerned, if we have cops out there on the streets, they should make sure that everybody is listening to the radio.
Now, wait, I want to make it clear that really this only needs to apply to the radio business. Everything else, I'm absolutely in favor of competition. We need competition
right
out there.
Competition's great for all those other industries
right,
out there.
Because disc jockeys, you have to understand, they don't get paid a lot of money. They may sound like they're really special, but they don't get a lot of money in the paycheck. So they need to have, there needs to be competition in all of the other industries so the disc jockeys can go and get paid and actually go out and be able to afford to buy things.
Right. The disc jockeys deserve the ridiculously high paychecks that they get, and they deserve, in fact, higher ones. We really need to limit the amount of people that can get into the radio industry.
Well, that's where the licensing comes in from the NAB.
Absolutely. I think we do need competition in the labor market here in the United States. Mm-hmm. I think we need to let anybody who wants to come into the country come in and compete. But in the radio industry, it's very important. This is an integral industry. We provide all kinds of information to people and entertainment.
That's invaluable.
Yeah.
It really is invaluable. And
as ludicrous as this sounds, you and I going back and forth
yes.
and talking about protection.
I'm actually amazed we've been able to do it for the entire
yeah.
segment.
Ludicrous as it is that we would talk like this. This is what everybody else sounds like when they're talking about protection in the labor
right,
market.
For their business or their industry
right.
or their job.
And this is really the complaint, one of the complaints about illegal immigration is competition.
Right.
As dumb and as short-sighted and greedy and selfish as we sounded, talking and as many ludicrous programs as we came up with, almost entirely on the fly, mind
mm-hmm.
you, to protect the radio industry, these are the same sorts of nonsense that
right.
that everybody's talking about when it comes to illegal aliens.
There's no fundamental difference. No fundamental difference.
No.
We just took it out to an extreme and concentrated it all on one industry so you could see how absurd it was. Boy, that sure was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark. I would hate to think that people actually thought that we
oh,
that
goodness.
Crap.
Goodness God. Please, we love the internet. We love competition. We
Get
love
rid
reviews.
Of the internet. Dear God.
We will, in fact, be online between now and Monday night at freetalklive.com. And have a great weekend.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. People